Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Welcome to your Taylor Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something maybe a little unexpected.
Yeah.
A children's story I actually wrote called Bluebird's Berry.
Oh, interesting.
Now I know what you might be thinking, but honestly, stick with us on this one.
Okay.
It seems simple bluebird, giant berry, but there are some surprisingly deep nuggets in there, relevant to pretty much anyone.
I find that's often true, isn't it? Simple stories can be really clear mirrors for, you know, human stuff.
Exactly. So our mission today is just to unpack some of those deeper meanings.
Sounds good. They often cut through the noise, these kinds of tales.
Yes.
So where does this start? Bella's big find.
Right. So Bella the bluebird, she's in this place called Bloomy Field, and she sees it.
A berry.
This massive, glowing, deep blue berry. And her first reaction, pure, unadulterated, mine.
Ah, yes, the classic response.
She's chirping, it's huge, it's juicy, it's mine. She even names it the Berry of Destiny.
Wow, Berry of Destiny, that's quite grand.
It really captures that immediate possessive feeling, doesn't it? That instinct.
Absolutely. We assign value and significance almost instantly sometimes, especially to something unique or newly discovered. That sense of ownership kicks in fast.
But then comes the problem, right? This destiny berry. It's way too big for one little bluebird.
Right. She can't manage it.
No. She tries pushing, pulling, pecking it. I think she even yells at it at one point.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. Trying to control something that's just too much.
It really shows how desire can become, well, a burden if you can't actually handle the thing you want.
Precisely. That effort to keep it all for yourself starts to outweigh any potential benefit. It highlights, you know, individual limits.
And wouldn't you know it, she's not the only one who notices this amazing berry.
Competition arrives.
Yep. Squeaky the squirrel shows up. He wants to bounce on it.
Okay.
Tina the turtle dreams of making a giant berry smoothie.
A smoothie. Interesting.
And even the bees have plans. They're thinking Berry Queen 2024, like a float or something.
So everyone sees value, but different kinds of value.
Exactly. And Bella's just there going, no, I found it first. It's my berry.
And that brings up the whole sticky issue of, well, who does own something?
Yeah.
Is it finders keepers? Especially with resources.
Right. So things are tense and then chaos. The berry just wobbles. It wibbles and then kind of a boink sound and it starts rolling downhill.
Oh, no. So much for the berry of destiny being under control.
Totally out of control. Suddenly nobody's in charge. It's just rolling away.
That moment of chaos.
Yeah.
It often disrupts everything, doesn't it? Forces everyone out of their own little bubble.
Yeah, and there's this whole chase scene, everyone yelling different things like, stop that snack or my smoothie.
A shared crisis, almost, even if it's a runaway berry.
And then splat, it hits the bottom, but softly. It doesn't shatter, but it's definitely, well, mush.
So no bouncing, no perfect smoothie, no Berry Queen float.
Exactly. Yeah. Useless for anyone's original plan. It's kind of funny, but it shows how things you fight over can just change, become unusable in the way you wanted.
That's a key moment.
Mm.
The object of desire is transformed. It forces a rethink, doesn't it? The individual plans are dashed.
Totally. And this is where Bella has a shift. Instead of getting mad or upset that her destiny is gone, she looks at the big gooey mess and chirps, hey, let's have a berry bash.
A complete turnaround from mine to ours. That's significant.
It really is. What does that shift tell us?
Well, it speaks volumes about adaptability, right?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing opportunity even when things don't go as planned, she reframes the loss.
Instead of possessiveness, it's community.
Exactly. Turning disappointment into a shared positive experience. That's a powerful move.
And the result. It's actually pretty great. They make blueberry muffins together.
Nice.
Berry hats, apparently.
Creative.
And the story ends with them in a very sticky friendship circle.
Oh, love that. It shows tangible benefits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sharing didn't just solve the problem. It created something new and arguably better.
Yeah, the story spells it out. Sharing brings more joy. Working together works. Community makes sweet memories. Simple lessons, but true.
Absolutely. The berry bash experience ends up being way more valuable than the berry itself ever could have been for just one person. Collaboration unlocked a different kind of richness.
So yeah, Bluebird's Berry, A simple little story, but it's a good reminder, I think. Holding on too tight might mean you miss out on something better.
Definitely. Opening up, sharing, it can lead to unexpected rewards.
Which brings us to the final thought for you listening.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a time, maybe, when you really wanted something just for yourself, but then circumstances changed, or you chose to share it. Did it lead to something more? Something richer, maybe unexpected?
Yeah, that's a great reflection point. And maybe think about how that berry bash idea, finding a shared solution or enjoyment when individual plans fall through, how could that apply to challenges or opportunities in your own life right now? Could collaboration unlock something sweet?